Good Monday morning, beloved. Again, I thank you for joining me and the rest of the church on this beautiful Monday morning as we begin our day and our week together in reading from God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 57. This psalm is an individual prayer for God's protection from enemies. It is attributed to David at a time when he was hiding in a cave and running away from King Saul. You can read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 24. The psalm includes two refrains, as found in verses 5 and 11, that attest to the greatness of the glory of God. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week together is love. So let's begin reading Psalm 57 at verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful, because I come to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I find protection until the raging storms are over. I call to God the Most High, to God who supplies my every need. He will answer from heaven and save me. He will defeat my oppressors. God will show me his constant love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by enemies who are like lions hungry for human flesh. Their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongues are like sharp swords. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. My enemies have spread a net to catch me. I am overcome with distress. They dug a pit in my path, but fell into it themselves. I have complete confidence, O God. I will sing and praise you. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, my harp and lyre. I will awake up the sun. I thank you, O Lord, among the nations. I will praise you among the peoples. Your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness touches the skies. Show your greatness to the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. And today's key verse is Psalm 57, verse 2. Where David writes, I call to God, to the Most High God, who supplies my every need. You know, beloved, you know, there are a lot of people that try to tell us that the Old Testament is just insignificant in these New Testament years. But you need to know that God's children have gone through persecution, have gone through difficult times, since the creation of the world. And this is how David calls out. This is how he responds. Yeah, he's a big bad warrior and has killed tens of thousands in battle. But who does he rely on? Who does he call out to in his time of trouble? He calls out to the Lord God Almighty. Beloved, let's not forget in this time of doctors and hospitals, bank accounts and all these other assets that we may have, that none can compare to the power, to the beauty, to the majesty of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Great are you, God Most High, and your glory is over all the earth. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this beautiful Monday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 107, which is a psalm in praise of God's unfailing love. I think we're seeing a little bit of a pattern here, that the whole world can be falling apart around you, but we can always depend on our God. Unfailing love. Amen. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.